Fraud, rent gaps, and the dark side of growth at all costs. A personal post at david.newgas.net titled, "Did My Old Job Only Exist Because of Fraud?" earned 601 points and 263 comments, one of the most engaged personal pieces in recent memory on Hacker News. The author, writing carefully and without naming names or making definitive legal claims, describes working at a company and later discovering evidence that its core business metrics may have been fabricated. The post is measured in tone but unsparing about the implications. Revenue figures and user counts that justified the company's valuation and headcount may not have been what they appeared. The comment thread surfaced a pattern the HN community found recognizable. A startup receives an inflated valuation based on projections or early metrics presented, charitably, optimistically. That valuation attracts more funding. The funding enables real hiring and real operations, sometimes even real revenue, creating a layer of legitimate business activity on top of a compromised foundation. Employees who join years after the founding are genuinely creating value. They simply do not know what they are building on. Lawyers in the thread discussed legal exposure for employees who were unaware. Others shared their own experiences of working somewhere the numbers felt wrong. The New York rent collections story, running in Politico, added a different register of economic anomaly to the day. Rent collections in the city are reportedly down in ways that do not match historical patterns or official economic indicators, and the HN thread attracted 369 comments. Extraordinary for a policy story. Theories ranged from delayed fallout from 2025 eviction moratorium extensions to the effects of high interest rates on the shadow landlord economy to the possibility of data collection problems in the underlying figures. Some commenters raise the speculative possibility that portions of the rental market have been operating with creative accounting, now becoming visible under broader economic pressure. A concern that rhymes structurally with the fraud job post. A post at brander.org on the minimum viable unit of saleable software offered a more constructive counterpoint. The author argues for software products that are genuinely complete, narrow in scope, sold once or with minimal ongoing commitment, and priced accordingly, a deliberate rejection of the recurring subscription, endless feature expansion model that the growth at all costs narrative demands. The 64 comments were largely sympathetic, with developers sharing examples of small, complete products that have sustained themselves without the venture capital escalator. The fraud post illustrated where that escalator leads when the underlying numbers are fiction. The brander.org post suggested an alternative that never requires the escalator at all. A brief note on UK bond markets. The Financial Conduct Authority announced that investors will receive real-time visibility into UK bond market activity for the first time. Bond markets have historically operated with far less transparency than equity markets, allowing large institutional trades to occur without other participants knowing price or volume. Real-time reporting changes that information asymmetry, which should tighten spreads and reduce the advantage well-connected market makers have held. The post scored only 31 points on HN, but for anyone in fixed income, the regulatory change restructures entire trading strategies.